Morning has indeed broken, and we have begun a new day here at the God Minute in prayer with you. Welcome, my brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us today. Let us begin as we do all things, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth shall declare your praise.
Psalm 40, The Lord, My Rock. Surely I wait for the Lord, who bends down to me and hears my cry, draws me up from the pit of destruction, out of the muddy clay.
Sets my feet upon rock, steadies my steps, and puts a new song in my mouth, a hymn to our God.
Many shall look on in fear, and they shall trust in the Lord.
Blessed the one who sets his security in the Lord, who turns not to the arrogant or to those who stray after falsehood.
You, yes, you, O Lord my God, have done many wondrous deeds.
And in your plans for us, there is none to equal you. Should I wish to declare or tell them, too many are they to recount.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 13, verse 44. Jesus said to the disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field." The Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Imagine selling all that you have to obtain something more precious. This possibility reminds me of my brother, who just had an estate sale and sold or gave away everything in the house he, his wife, and his grandsons had lived in for 15 plus years. After everything was gone, he sent me this text: "Our home is completely empty. I walked through it this evening and shed some tears and thought about all the wonderful times and those that weren't so great. Tons of memories. No doubt." What do you treasure enough to sell all that we have? In truth, things are only one aspect of what we possess. Much more priceless is our being, ourselves. What or who do we value enough to give all? Could we surrender our lives to God? A Franciscan, Sister Margaret Alaska, captures this experience perfectly in a poem entitled Covenant. Let me share it. The father knocks at my door, seeking a home for his son. "Rent is cheap," I say. "I don't want to rent. I want to buy," says God. "I'm not sure I want to sell, but you might come in and look around." "I think I will," says God. "I might let you have a room or two." "I like it," says God. "I'll take the two. You might decide to give me more someday." "I can wait," says God. "I'd like to give you more, but it's a bit difficult. I need some space for me." "I know," says God, "but I'll wait. I like what I see." "Maybe I can let you have another room. I really don't need that much. Thanks, says God. I'll take it. I like what I see. I'd like to give you the whole house, but I'm not sure. Think on it, says God. I won't put you out. Your house would be mine and my son would live in it. You'd have more space than you'd ever had before. I don't understand at all. I know, says God, but I can't tell you about that. You'll have to discover it for yourself. That can only happen if you let my son have the whole house. A bit risky, I say. Yes, says God, but try me. I'm not sure. I'll let you know. I can wait, says God. I like what I see. Are you willing to trust God enough to give everything, to surrender all into God's hands?
However great or small, of the things that we possess, of the blessings within us, of the struggles we may experience, let us place it all before the Lord as we address our loving Father as Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray. Loving God, you call us to a new understanding today that invites us to surrender all to you. Give us whatever grace, whatever strength, whatever love, whatever passion that we need to render to you all that we have, all that we are, all that we hope to be. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, thanks very much for listening today. I have a couple of young individuals who listen to our podcast every day, and I thought I'd give them a shout out because they are such faithful listeners, and they are individuals that I am fortunate enough to see when I help out at that parish. So just a little shout out today to Annie, to Lincoln, and to Parker. Hope you guys have a great day along with all of you. Take good care of yourself and one another, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Take, Lord, receive all my liberty. My memory, understanding, my entire will. Give me your